Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Today we'll deviate a bit from that as we cover an item from the Pacific Northwest. Oregon has always prevented its residents from pumping their own gas, until this week, when a new law was implemented to help drivers in some rural counties go along with self-service. The state had been trying to keep certain jobs, like the full-service attendant, from being eliminated. Phil Boas, director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department, wrote about the Oregon law and is with me for our weekly conversation. Phil, not many places around the valley offer full service. Have you gotten used to all the years of pumping your own gas? I know I have.
Oh, I mean, I can't even remember the last time I had full service at a gas station. Yeah.
And I was talking to some people who said that there are a couple stations in town they can think of that even do full service anymore.
Yeah.
So before we get into the sort of the bigger global picture, Oregon decided that no longer will it just be full service, and people can pump their own gas if they want to, which they weren't able to do before. And you actually, in your column, wrote about some of the reaction to that in Oregon.
Right. So one of the TV stations in rural Oregon, Medford, Oregon, they put it out on their Facebook page, and they were getting all these comments, you know, panic ensuing that people were going to have to pump their own gas, and they were going to have to breathe the fumes and get their hands dirty and, you know, maybe even put themselves in danger of gangs and things like that. It was just, you know, kind of an overreaction. And so the country was making fun of Oregon. There were all these stories that were out, and they were laughing at Oregon. And I saw that story, and to me, it was just this lovely gem, you know, a microcosm of protectionism, a little story in economics playing out for us, because, you know, the Oregon basically protected this line of work for service station attendants. And, you know, you could have done the same with the horse and buggy and protected those jobs if you wanted to.
Right.
But it's an anachronism. And so you look at that, and we've been pumping our own gas for years, and you look back at that, and it's laughable that they ever thought that was worth protecting. So,
but as you illustrate in the column as well, there's a bigger picture thing to this, not just protectionism, but also the fear of automation. And we're going to lose all our jobs, and maybe it starts here, but it moves into more advanced jobs.
Right. The main point I wanted to make is all of us who are laughing at Oregon are really laughing at ourselves, because there's an absolute panic going on in America about robots, that robots are going to take over all of the jobs. We're not going to have employment anymore. There won't be any work to do. And I remember I gave a speech out in Scottsdale, and in a Q&A session, there was a computer engineer who brought it up to me. He said, there aren't going to be any jobs in the future. I work in computers. And my point to them was, hey, you know what? The robots in yesteryear, they were called John Deere. They were called International Harvester, and they did the work of 50 men. Mm-hmm. And they changed farming. Farming used to be done, you know, going way back into the early 1800s, farming was done by nearly 90% of our population. Today, about 2% of Americans are engaged in farming. Mm-hmm. That didn't mean that the jobs ended. We went on to other things, and the economy actually accelerated.
So we had the Industrial Revolution, and now we're having sort of the AI revolution at this point. Is there anything that else that comes to mind that seems like an anachronism to you?
The United States is really good at wiping out useless occupations. We're great at it, and useless businesses, we just roll them quickly. So you look at the Fortune 500, and in America, you know, the top corporations, they flip over, they change every 25 years, you know, and you have new corporations that are on top. Well, that's creative destruction. That is progress coming along and saying, you know what, you can't do things the same old way. And the American way has been to allow that to happen and allow that destruction to happen. And it hurts. We feel it in the newspaper industry, because newspapers are that way, mm-hmm. okay? And newspapers are going the way of the internet, and it's completely changed our business model, and we've had to move along with it. And you know what? That's a good thing. It's a good thing in America that we have progress and we allow progress to take place.
We all as human beings have a fear of the unknown, and this sort of illustrates that, doesn't it?
Right. It does. I think it's part of our DNA to fear things, to have big fears. And it didn't start with this generation. It's been around forever.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.